Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you, how's life, you've always said, life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Tracy Eden, 10-year member of our Brain Trust, president of Commercial Finance Group, cfg.net, cfg.net. Tracy, tell us what we find when we get there.
Well, basically, we are what's considered an asset-based lender. So we do help companies that are not able to gain access to enough capital through banks, or they're not ready for a bank. They may be too new in business, or growing too fast, too concentrated with too few customers. But what our concept is the bridge to bankability. So we work within the financial community trying to help companies get themselves back into bank financing or get them to a larger revenue stream before they make the decision of selling or bringing on an equity partner. Mm-hmm. But typically,
there's so much needed. What you're doing is needed so much. I'm so glad you're helping people with this. Folks, this is it's a big deal. Can we give people some rules of thumb? Could we say, okay, if you're thinking about a financial arrangement with a group, ask them if it's a say to them, is this a lending relationship? Would that not be a good question to ask first?
Yeah, I think to understand the structure of what the debt structure, you know,
is. And if they say no, which they would have to do, these MCA folks, if they say no, then you just need to say, okay, have a good life, right?
Yeah. I think what's key is a few things. We always tell prospects, whoever you're talking with, ask for references, past and present. So you want to know somebody who's utilized that type of lending that is gone, that's moved on, whether they sold their business or they're back in.
Give me the name of someone that you've helped get back to the level where they don't need you. Show us how you've helped people get to the point where they don't need you anymore, right?
And then take that opportunity.
Because that's what you do. That's what you do for a living.
That's absolutely, and that's my best references. Here's 5 or 10 companies. Talk to the owner and find out how they used me to get themselves back into bank financing.
Could we also say a rate? Okay, folks, if you need to ask them, what's my effective rate and your APR? And if it's more than 15%, and 15% is horrible, if it's more than 15%, then you need to move. Will the MCAs tell them that the rate's going to be 36% or more?
They hide behind they call it a factor rate. They hide behind that. And unfortunately, you've got an intermediary sales channel that's in between the owner of the borrower and the lender. And
how about this? If they won't give you a rate, then run away from that, right?
I would ask for, show me an example of how this obligation gets repaid. Spread this out on a piece of paper and show me what a year looks like.
Because you might have to use that in court, right? You might have to use that to defend yourself one day.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But the irony of this is these facilities very seldom end up in court.
Mm-hmm.
Once somebody really pushes the button, these guys turn tail and run. But if
there probably are some online lenders out there that are really lending money through crowdfunding. They're really lending money, but they're charging you. They're making a loan. They'll take your records. They'll do an underwriting process, and then they'll tell you, all right, it's going to be 12, 13, 14%. If it's that kind of a relationship, if you can afford that, that's more straight up, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
And there are some of those out there.
There's a definite difference between what I refer to as a merchant cash advance and a crowdfunding or an asset-based lending or just a lending scenario.
So do your homework on and then if the level that you help people with is more at the 4 or 5 million range and above.
No, we help companies. We've got a startup company I just talked with on Friday they're $600,000 in revenue in 2018, and they think they're going to double in 2019.
Wow. So that's great.
We can help at whatever stage.
I'm glad to hear that.
The difference is keep a CPA, keep a consultant close to you. I would tell every business owner, get to know somebody who can be your advocate.
Right.
And lean on them.
Let them help you make those decisions. Good job, Tracy. Folks, check it out. The website is cfg.net. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.